Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1430. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Deliv, Ben Ravarn Zizel. The mission must blima basra Moshe Lerfor Shleim Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lechoil, preparations for the week. Okay, so an interesting question comes up. We've been talking about preparations for the week, even Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, whatever. But what about if I'm doing it for next Shabbos, right? It's now Shabbos. Let's say, for example, case in time, I'll just an example in shul, right? They finish laning, and the shul is only open every Shabbos. Certain shuls, it's only on Shabbos. And so we want to roll the Sefer Torah. We want to roll the Sefer Torah to the right place and prepare it for next Shabbos. It won't be used during the week. So, or if I'm doing anything, I'm just preparing something for next Shabbos. I'm doing from Shabbos to Shabbos. Would that be allowed? From Shabbos during the week, okay, you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to the Chol. I understand. Or let's say Yom Tov, Shabbos to Yom Tov, one day from Shabbos to Yom Tov, or Yom Tov to Shabbos, that I understand. But maybe I could do Shabbos to Shabbos, maybe Yom Tov to Yom Tov. Is that a possibility to say that? So the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchas brings down, and when he starts the introduction on the halachas of Hachana, Hachana Lechol, so he brings down, he says, Lamais, just to go through how he brings it down in Perek Chav Ches, Ois Samach Tes, also Lehechin Kol Dovim Shabbos, Oy Miyom Tif Lechol, he can prepare from Shabbos to the week, or not from Yom Tif to the week, or Miyom Tif Lechol Shalmoid. Let's say on Yom Tif, I want to prepare for Chalamoid. Chalamoid's a big Yom Tif also, so I could prepare maybe for Yom Tif to Chalamoid. No, that you can't do either. Mishabbos Le Yom Tif, you can't prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tif, or Miyom Tif Le Shabbos, or from Yom Tif to Shabbos. I'm just reading how he brings it down, so we have a full picture over here. Miyom Rishon Shal Yom Tov Liyom Shenis. You can't prepare from the first day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov. I may be Rosh Hashanah, right? I'll think Rosh Hashanah in certain halachas. It's really one day, whatever. Shachiyanu. We're not going to get into all those halachas. So, but he says no. Ben Liyom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Ben Liyom Sheni Shal Galias. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whereby it's really the 2 days are really one in certain to an extent, or if it's a regular Yom Tov, whereby you have 2 days in Chutz La'aretz, right? In Eretz Yisrael, you only have 1 day on regular Yom Tov. So either way, be it as it may, it doesn't matter Rosh Hashanah, doesn't matter regular Yom Tov, you can't prepare from one day to next. V'chei, and then he ends off. V'chei nizas l'heichim mishabbos achas l'chaverta. Aye, what about maybe from one Shabbos to another? It's all Shabbos is Shabbos. What's the difference? It's just another week. No, he says the same thing would apply. From one Shabbos to another. So again, this is the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. He's bringing it down. He brings it on the bottom where he brings it from the Sharetshuva, the Meshabura to the David. Okay, whatever. All the various different poskim. So with that in mind, just to go through real quickly from the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 119, and he says in number G, whatever the case might be, he says like this, Achana is forbidden, right? Preparations, these preparations for the week or whatever is forbidden, is also even for the sake of another Shabbos. Another Shabbos doesn't make a difference. You can't do it. As long as it's not for that day, for that Shabbos, you can't do it. Therefore, one may not do any preparations on Shabbos for the needs of the following Shabbos, in conjunction with the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa that we just saw. So he just brings some examples. The Gabbai, let's say, of a shul, like we said, the Gabbai of a shul may not roll a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. For example, let's say Mincha, right? A shul only davens there once a week, or three times a week, whatever, well, only on Shabbos. Now Mincha finished, so I want to roll the Sefer Torah like this next Shabbos. We won't have to wait. We'll be ready to go. So he says, no, you can't do that. You can't a Sefer Torah on, again, the Gabbai of a shul may not roll a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, let's say at the end of Mincha, to prepare it for the Torah reading of the following Shabbos. This will be a case of from one Shabbos to another, can't do. However, this can be permitted if the Gabbai reads some words from the Torah, after reaching the correct place. So we spoke about last time, alright, and this is a heter across the board that one should keep in mind. We said if you want to bring a magzit to shul for tonight, right, whatever, Yom Tov or something like that, or bring a Megillah, all these various different type of things where you're allowed to carry, as long as it's Shabbos itself, and you open it up and you read, you learn a little from it. Why not? You can learn. Nothing wrong with learning Torah, beautiful. So you read the same thing over here. So all these different things, the magzit, Megillah, whatever, even by the kinnis, right? The kinnis, you want to look it over, you want to read some sukkah, Rishonim and look it over, the translation, and see what it's all about on Shabbos, fine. So all these things, the same thing. So even in the Torah, the same thing would apply. Let's say it's Mincha, and the Gabbai rolls it to the right place, and then he starts reading. He's not laning, he's reading, he's learning. He can learn from the Sefer Torah. So that's how he brings it down. However, this can be permitted if the Gabbai reads some words from the Torah after reaching the correct place. Okay, we saw this, he brings them from the Aruch HaShulchan over there last time, Tafresh Samach Zayin, so he quotes it from there. Now he goes on to say, so the same thing in a shul, this would usually apply in a shul. Well, we're going to see with the talis how that works, but we have to talk about the halachas of talis. I don't want to get into that right now, but it would apply to a shul again, like we said, that a shul is only open once a week, certain shuls, in certain places, so therefore becomes a problem. So he says, for example, the shamus of a shul or a gabbai, whatever the case might be, may not put away sederim or chamoshim before the end of Shabbos that will no longer be needed on that Shabbos, right? It's mincha, they finish davening, so there's chamoshim on the table, there's sederim, whatever the case might be, I want to put it away like this for next Shabbos, we'll have it ready. That one has to be careful not to do. Obviously you can't do it for the week also, right? We spoke about unless it's the middle of the day Shabbos, or even later on Shabbos, some people are coming, they're going to sit down, they want to have their sitter, they want a clean table. Okay, so we spoke about all that, then that's for Shabbos itself. But if there's nobody coming back, we finish Mincha, right? So therefore, and I want to put away Sedurim, the Chamashim, like this for next Shabbos, they'll be ready, and they will no longer be needed on that Shabbos, right? If people need it on that Shabbos, they're coming back, people come learn, daven more, whatever, another minion is coming possibly, so of course that's okay. But this is the case, so even they will only be used on the following Shabbos, but you'll say Shabbos is Shabbos, so we saw also that one is not supposed to do. And they won't be used during the week. So if they'll be used during the week, so also you can't do it. But the point is over here, even Shabbos to Shabbos, so any action, bottom line is, any action done on one Shabbos for the next Shabbos, one has to be careful not to do it. Goes into the halachas of Hachana L'Chol, even though we say Hachana L'Chol, but for the weekday, but it's even one Shabbos to another, and like we saw the different days, Yom Tov to Yom Tov and so on. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslochem Bracha, Kol Tov.